Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We appreciate the name of the Lord for his mercy over our lives. I will thank God for what God has been doing in our lives and what God has been using this prophetic decree and prophetic declaration to perform in the life of people. You are welcome to another day. Today is the 15th day of the month of November, year 2020. We want to thank the name of the Lord for giving us grace to see another beautiful day like this. And I pray that the Almighty God will continue to bless us, will continue to uphold us, and will continue to strengthen us in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your life, as you are waking up today, you are waking up to have an encounter with the Holy Ghost. You are waking up into favor. You are waking up into greater glory. You are waking up into dumbfounding blessing. And you are waking up into breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All that you have lost to the enemy shall be recovered. God shall give you a divine acceleration. You will move with a greater grace and with greater speed in life. You will recover all the lost grounds in the name of Jesus Christ. Every conspiracy against your destiny in the heavens, in the waters, and on the land, that conspiracies are scattered in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who rise up against you with wicked weapons and those who devise evil against you shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus Christ, even the diviners chanting incantation against your name or the name of your family members, both the diviners and those who send them shall be disgraced. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Almighty God will fight for you. The Almighty God will defend his interests in your life. The Almighty God will do greater work in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will move from strength to strength. You will move from power to power. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it shall be well with you. In Jesus' mighty name. Remember that yesterday I was talking about taking up the serpent. And we were trying to explain 5 major signs that must follow all believers. Believers, wherever you are, if you are born again, you have given your life to Jesus, 5 major signs must follow you wherever you go. And that is why it's very dangerous. It's a tragedy for somebody not to give his life to the Lord. If you have not given your life to Jesus and you are listening to me, quickly confess your sin to the Lord. Surrender your life to him. Tell him you want to surrender your life. Confess all your sin. He's going to have mercy upon you. He's going to save you. He's going to deliver you. He's waiting for you. Just confess your sin now. Let me give you just 1 second. Do that one. Confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord that you want him in your life. And he's going to do that. Oh, wonderful. Oh, repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life unto you. Oh, I repent of my sin. I declare publicly that you are my Lord and Savior. Come into my life and save my soul. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now that you are born again, now that you have surrendered your life to the Lord, wonderful. It's a great, great privilege. You have made a very good bargain. Now from today, 5 major signs must follow you wherever you go. 5 major signs must come out around you. 5 major signs must always follow you wherever you go. And you can see it in Matthew, in Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 to 18. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. They shall cast out devils. That is the first thing that must follow you. Number 2, you must be able to speak in tongues. They shall speak with new tongues. Number 3, they shall take up serpent. They shall take up serpent. When you are taking up serpent, it means you shall dislodge serpent. You shall disgrace serpent. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall by no means hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. These are the 5 major signs that must follow you. I decree to your life from today that these 5 major signs shall continue to follow you, shall overshadow you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, you shall take up serpent. You shall take up serpent. And the Bible has told us in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, that behold, I give unto you power to tread upon scorpion and serpent, and over all the powers of the enemy, and it shall by no means hurt you. So we are going to tread upon scorpion. We are going to tread upon serpents. No wonder the serpent attacked the ministry of Paul. The serpent attacked the hand of Paul. Right in the place at Acts chapter 28, where we read yesterday. And the Bible says, and when they were escaped, then they knew that the land was called Melita. And the barbarous people, she us no little kindness, for they kindle a fire and receive us everyone because of the present rain, because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fasting on his hand. Every viper assigned to fasting against you, assigned to fasting on your hand, that viper shall be disgraced in Jesus' name. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast, when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffer not the life. Can you see? Can you see how the devil wanted to disgrace Paul? Can you see how the devil planned against Paul? Can you see Paul that God has really enthroned? Paul that God has honored his word? Paul that have spoken when they went on the sea? Paul that the captain respected? Now the devil came. The enemy came at the usual time. Came in the form of a serpent. Serpent is everything you can call evil. He came to fasten his hand on the hand of Paul. But look at what happened. Look at what happened. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Oh, today you will shake off the beast into fire and there shall be no harm in your life. And then, in fact, immediately that was done, the people turned and they said, hey, this is God. They are about to worship him. Oh, I am telling you, there's going to be a miracle in your life that will make all your enemies to bow to God in the name of Jesus Christ. God is going to perform miracle in your life that will make all your enemy to bow to the God you serve in the name of Jesus Christ. Have they attacked your hands? Have they attacked your instrument of labor? God will deliver you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any serpent in your father's house, any serpent in your mother's house, any hidden serpent anywhere, I command that serpent to be exposed and be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. That serpent that fastened himself against the hand of Paul, the serpent that came upon his hand, is a particular serpent that we can describe as a hidden serpent. That serpent has hidden himself right in the stick. I am praying, oh, that as you are gathering in life, as you are laboring in life, any serpent assigned to attack your labor shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. That serpent shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Bible says Paul shook it into fire. Paul shook it into fire. Oh, every serpent that is assigned against you shall be shaken into fire in the name of Jesus Christ. It was the fire of the Holy Ghost that forced the serpent out. It was the fire of the Holy Ghost that forced the viper out. Because the Bible says that God that we serve is a consuming fire. A fire of the Holy Ghost is a fire of revival. When the fire of the Holy Ghost come upon you, every hidden serpent shall be exposed. When the fire of the Holy Ghost come upon you, every secret serpent shall be exposed. When the fire of the Holy Ghost come upon you, every hidden serpent shall be burnt. Are there hidden serpents around you? Are there hidden serpents in your family house? Are there hidden serpents in your place of work? I command them now with the fire that you carry. Let that serpent be exposed and be burnt to ashes. Let the hidden serpent be exposed and be burnt to ashes. In the mighty name of Jesus, every hidden serpent hiding in any place around you, over you, they shall be burnt to ashes in the name of Jesus Christ. Their hidden place shall be exposed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When your destiny is too hot for the enemy to handle, the serpent will be disgraced. When you pray some Holy Ghost prayer, the prayer we call fire prayers, a mountain of fire, the serpent will be exposed. Every serpent of destruction, every serpent of delay, every serpent of your father's house, assigned against your destiny, that serpent shall be roasted in the name of Jesus Christ. When a serpent bites someone, you know what it means. It's going to kill that fellow. It's going to put the poison in the life of that fellow. And it's going to strike that fellow to death. every ministry of serpent against your destiny, ministry of serpent against your marriage, ministry of serpent against your calling, ministry of serpent against your moving forward, that ministry shall be expired in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray this prayer loud and clear. Shout it now. Say, the power of the serpent in my foundation. In the name of Jesus. The power of the serpent in my foundation. In the name of Jesus. The power of the serpent in my foundation. In the name of Jesus. The power of the serpent in my foundation. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, any invisible serpent assigned to attack my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Any invisible serpent assigned to attack your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Any invisible serpent assigned to attack your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Any invisible serpent assigned to attack your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Any invisible serpent assigned to attack your destiny. In Jesus. Do you know that somebody in your family line can begin to walk like a serpent? Unfriendly friends can be a viper. We are going to pray now. Say, every woman serpent assigned to bite my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Every woman serpent assigned to bite my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Every woman serpent assigned to bite my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Every woman serpent assigned to bite my destiny. In Jesus' name, we pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, eating vipers. Say it again. Eating vipers in my father's house be exposed and be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Eating vipers in my father's house be exposed and be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Eating vipers in my father's house be exposed and be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Eating vipers in my father's house be exposed and be disgraced in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, my stolen virtues, hear the word of the Lord. Locate me by fire in the name of Jesus. My stolen virtues, hear the word of the Lord. Locate me by fire in the name of Jesus. My stolen virtues, hear the word of the Lord. Locate me by fire. Locate me by fire. Locate me by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, it is time for deliverance now, and it's time for healing. Get your bottle of oil ready. Get your bottle of oil ready. We are going to our healing section. Get your bottle of oil ready. Aha. If you don't have a bottle of oil, you can get a bottle of water. Don't forget this is a prophetic program. Don't forget this is an anointed program. Don't forget this word. This word that are coming out now, they are not ordinary words. Don't forget that you are having an encounter right now with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Don't forget that this program is not a program of anyone. This one is a voice from heaven coming into your situation. And I command every negative situation in your life to disappear. I command every negative situation in your life to disappear. The progress of the wicked in your life shall be terminated. The progress of household enemy in your life shall be terminated. The finger of household enemy in your life shall be cut off. In the name of Jesus, those who are mocking your destiny shall be disgraced. Those who want you to go down shall go down. Those who are planning to tear the garment of your celebration, they shall be arrested. In the name of Jesus, now take the oil as I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command the oil in the hands of your children. I command the water in the hands of your children. Let this oil carry your power. 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 Yoke-breaking power, enter into this oil. Yoke-breaking power, enter this oil. In the name of Jesus, sickness-destroying power, enter into this oil. Sickness-destroying power, enter into this oil. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command now that this oil shall become the oil of deliverance. This oil shall become the oil of healing. This oil shall become the oil of deliverance. This oil shall become the oil of healing. It shall become a miracle oil. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command this oil to carry the power of resurrection. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command this oil to destroy every insanity. I command this oil to destroy every yoke of sickness and infirmity. In the name of Jesus Christ, when this oil has an encounter with your body, every ailment, every sickness, every plantation of darkness, every evil walking around your system, and every load of darkness shall disappear, shall disappear, shall disappear, shall disappear, shall disappear. In the name of Jesus. Now take the oil and anoint your head. Anoint your head now. Your head is a symbol of your destiny. You will shout loud. Say, power! powers pressing down my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, power pressing down my destiny. Yeah, put your hand on your head now. Power pressing down my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, power pressing down my destiny. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Now you are going to shout your name loud and clear. Say, Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. Wake up. In the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. Wake up, 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 wake up. Now, wake up, now, wake up, wake up, wake up. I want you to pray that prayer very well. Command your name to wake up. Command your destiny to wake up. Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. In Jesus' name, pray. Now take the oil and anoint your chest. Aha. Anoint your chest. As you are anointing that chest now, any evil thing hiding in your chest, evil thing hiding in your lung, evil thing hiding in your heart shall disappear in the name of Jesus. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, arrow of untimely death, fire into my heart. Go back to the center in the name of Jesus. Arrow of untimely death, fire into my heart. Go back to the center in the name of Jesus. Arrow of untimely death, fire into my heart. Go back to the center. Go back to the center. Go back, 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 go back to the center. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your navel. Anoint your navel now. And shout it loud and clear. Put your hand on your navel. Say, Eden covenant between me and the yoke of infirmity, break in the name of Jesus. Eden covenant between me and the yoke of infirmity, break in the name of Jesus. Eden covenant between me and the yoke of infirmity, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, fire of God, purge my internal organs in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, purge my internal organs in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, purge my internal organs in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, purge my internal organs in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, purge my internal organs in the name of Jesus. Power, power of God, fire of God, purge my internal organ in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, purge my internal organ in Jesus' name. Pray, pray this third one louder. Say, powers feeding me in the dream to strengthen infirmity. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Powers feeding me in the dream to strengthen infirmity. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Powers feeding me in the dream to strengthen infirmity. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Powers feeding me in the dream to strengthen infirmity. Yeah, 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 yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your two hands. Remember that the viper fasting itself on the hand of Paul, and Paul shook it inside the fire. You are going to shake it now. Say, I shake away every spirit of poverty attached to my hand in the name of Jesus. I shake away every spirit of poverty attached to my hand in the name of Jesus. I shake away every spirit of poverty attached to my hand in the name of Jesus. I shake away every spirit of poverty attached to my hand in Jesus. Say, I shake away every seed of backwardness attached to my investment in the name of Jesus. I shake away every seed of backwardness attached to my investment in the name of Jesus. I shake away every seed of backwardness attached to my investment in the name of Jesus. I shake away every seed of backwardness attached to my investment in Jesus' name. Say, I shake away every cobweb spirit attacking my hand in the name of Jesus. I shake away every cobweb spirit attacking my hand in the name of Jesus. I shake away every cobweb spirit attacking my hand in the name of Jesus. I shake away every cobweb spirit attacking my hand in Jesus' name we pray. Aha! I decree to your life from now that every arrow of cobwebs assigned against your investment in life, I command the arrow to go back to the sender. I say, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, power that is attacking you with cobwebs shall die in the name of Jesus. Shall die in the name of Jesus. Aha. Take the oil and drink a little. Drink a little now. As you are drinking, it's going inside your system. It's going inside your system. Aha. Oh, yes. Something is going on there. Oh, my God. Aha. Have you taken that one in? So you shout loud and clear. Say, any infirmity in my body assigned to delay me on one spot. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any infirmity in my body assigned to delay me on one spot. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any infirmity in the body assigned to delay me on one spot. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any infirmity in my body assigned to delay me on one spot. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any infirmity in my body assigned to delay me on one spot. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any infirmity in my body assigned to delay me on one spot. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. I decree into your life now that every sickness walking around your body shall pack their load and leave and never return. In the name of Jesus, every yoke of infirmity, I command that yoke to disappear in the name of Jesus. You spirit of arthritis, I command you, leave that body alone and go back to the sender. You spirit of cataract, you spirit of glaucoma, I command you, go back to the sender. Every seed of darkness in your body, I command the seed to be flushed out in the name of Jesus. You hemorrhoid, I speak to you, demon of hemorrhoid, get out and go back to the sender. You demon of inflammation in the kidney, inflammation in the liver, inflammation in the prostate, inflammation of any part of the body, I command that inflammation, get out in the name of Jesus. Any attack against your breast, attack against your kidney, attack against your bladder, attack against your pancreas, attack against your system, attack against your small intestine, attack against your heart, I command that attack to expire in the name of Jesus. And I command your healing now, begin to experience your healing, express healing, express healing, express healing in the name of Jesus. The Bible says when you lay hands upon the sick, it shall recover. I command right now that the hand of the Holy Ghost shall be released upon you wherever you are, and you shall recover, you shall recover, you shall recover, you shall recover. Are you on the sick bed? I command you right now, get up from that sick bed in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every load place upon you now, that load vanish in the name of Jesus. I decree that today shall favor you, today shall promote you, today shall enlarge you. Today is Sunday, and God will use today to start a new thing in your life. You will start a new beginning, you will enter into favor, you will enter into greater level in the name of Jesus. A new level is open unto you today, and you shall experience it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray that you shall continue to enjoy the beauty of God, and the glory of God will cover you. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. For as many of you who have been asking for my phone number, I've tried to give my phone number so that you can contact me on SMS, or you send a WhatsApp note onto me. Oh, just send your anything on that WhatsApp note. I will get it. Send it on the WhatsApp number or send SMS. I will get it there. My number is 0802-0802-336-9298. I'm going to repeat it. 0802-336-9298. I will repeat it the third time. 0802-336-9298. God bless you in Jesus' name. Make sure you share this prophetic decree. It has been working wonders in the life of people. A lot of testimony have been coming unto us. If you have testimony, you can share with me also. Or you want to speak with me, you can send me a note. I will also speak with you. You want me to pray with you, you can also send me a text. I will pray with you. God bless you in Jesus' name. It takes the oil of your prophet to break the yoke. And you must move into that prophetic move now and into a prophetic atmosphere. We are moving in the dimension of the prophetic and the apostolic age. And you must be connected on time. God bless you in Jesus' name. Till tomorrow, God bless you in Jesus' name.